Hey, baby, are you available for some hot chat?
Hello, motherfuckers, and welcome to Ghost Bros.
So today on Ghost Bros, we're gonna be doing. I know we're running like extremely fucking late on this shit. You guys can all blame that due in part to Brennan. apparently he's getting a job and he had to go to sleep early, like fucking 6:30 in the evening. And like, yeah, whatever. He's fucking lying. That's he's not here today either for probably the same reason. Oh, dude. I'm beat, bro. I woke up and had a 20-minute interview. I'm so fucking wore out today. I can't come to the podcast. Yeah, whatever. but you know, we're gonna be doing. We're gonna try to get some Alaskan ghost stories out the way, and then you know we'll move on down the line. Unfortunately, I haven't been that lucky trying to find these ghost stories in Alaska. I found a couple. I mean, you know, they're going to be short, sweet, to the point, but, you know, we're going to do our best to try to get through these, and I can promise you whatever the next state would be, what would it be? Arizona, I think. I think it's Arizona.
Alabama.
I think it would be. Can we do the state song? It's Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, and then Arkansas.
Yeah.
So yeah, next would be Arizona, but I'm going to do a lot more. I'm going to start doing a little better with these because, like, I got to start doing, like, more, like, paraphrasing with some of these and getting to the point, finding more information to add to them as well because
a lot of we may want to, like, stretch this one out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. But I just, you know, I just mean, like, as far as, like, as far as all the other states, you know, I'm going to try my best to really do my due diligence and find, like, comprehensive studies of each fucking event if I can. And we'll correlate them together and, you know, hopefully have a pretty damn good episode. But if you was expecting our upload on Sunday night, I mean, I sincerely apologize, but it's not me that has to apologize. It's Brennan. So,
yeah,
and I didn't really want to do this, but I think I'm going to give Brennan his I'm going to give Brennan his fucking termination notice on today's episode. I'm thinking about it, but
I don't know. Look, did he have an excuse for tonight, or is he just like not responding?
No, like, okay, so this thing, he was messaging talking about the job he might get. Even though I already offered him a job he can fucking have, like, positively, but he don't want it. Anyways, he's talking about the job he might could get. And as soon as I asked something about, like, the podcast, he just fucking went blank, stopped answering, act like he wasn't there anymore. So, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, Brennan, you can suck a dick. Fuck you. Anyways, I'm going to tell your whole fucking name. I'm going to tell who your mom is. I'm going to tell your address, your sister, like, everything, dude. Like, You're going to be dead in a week. You're going to walk out your house and you're going to get shot because that's your biggest fear, apparently. Oh, dude. I'm so important, bro. Don't nobody need to know my address, and I'm sure I'd get shot if somebody did. Yeah, whatever, you fucking paranoid motherfucker. All right, anyways. What you going to say?
I was like, we're going to have to hire somebody just to fucking go fuck with him.
I would, dude. I mean, he's scared of black-eyed children, so I think that that'd be pretty sweet if we can get somebody. But anyways, Brennan, if you're listening, fuck. All right, so.
He don't listen to our podcast. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he doesn't. And he's not going to give a shit. Honestly, we may never see Brennan again. If you between, you know, just us and the viewers. I don't think Brennan might. He may not ever join again. I don't know. Don't want to be giving you guys false out there. You know, I know you guys can't stand that motherfucker just like us, but to think that'd be like a dedicated fan base just to hate.
It's fucking hilarious.
But All right, why don't we get with these stories? We've been rambling enough about Brennan's work ethic and you know the shitty the shitty attendance. But so again, these are Alaskan ghost stories. I'm not gonna go by territory or whatever. You guys don't counties. Honestly, don't even give a shit what city they're in. We're just gonna read some. We're gonna see what happens. All right. So number one, we got the. We got a mining camp haunting, and, you know, I guess in Alaska they did used to pan for a lot of gold back then, didn't they?
I really have no, like, knowledge of any history of Alaska besides us wanting it for, what do we want it for, oil or something?
I don't know. I thought we wanted, like, a poker game, like George Washington and the minister or whatever Canada had. They was like, yeah, bro. Actually, we bought it off Russia, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought off Russia, so, you know, maybe they just wanted it in a poker game. I don't know. I mean, it's honestly, like, I'm not talking about Alaska, but it just seems like shit. It seems like it's shitty over there, you know? I'm sure it's, like, beautiful as far as nature goes, but if you're, like, used to a big city, you'd fucking hate it over there. You might kill yourself, if I had to guess. But anyways, we got the mining camp haunting. So, ghosts from the old territorial days are all around the last frontier. But this abandoned Kennecott copper mine in McCarthy is said to be so haunted that they even offer ghost town walking tours to visitors from all over the world. The greatest concentration of paranormal activity in Alaska has said to be reported in and around this area. So, okay, don't really give too much detail about what the hell is around there. See, if Brennan was here, he would look it up, and he would, like, give a little more insight. But he's not here, so thanks a lot, Brennan. Fuck you. Don't know if I said that or not, but fuck you, Brennan. All right, so we're going to keep moving right along because, well, I mean, what can we talk about, you know? I mean, God damn it. Brennan's such a fucking dickhead. Anyways, we got a... He knows we was going to record tonight, and he just all of a sudden just want to stop answering everybody.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Anyways, we got a father and daughter in the woods. And no, this is not Bang Bros. Hey, stepdad. Hey, stepdaughter. No, it ain't none of that. It's talking about, like, legit father and daughter. Let's see what happens. So, a story has been told about a father and daughter that were out in the woods chopping logs for the night's fire, and the Tugiak Woods, I guess. Out of nowhere, the little girl picked up the axe and accidentally dropped it on herself, dying instantly. What the fuck? So you pick up an axe, you drop it on yourself, and you died instantly. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't know. How old was she?
Does it say? Out of nowhere, the little girl, so it don't say how even old she was.
I mean, I don't understand if she was, like, you know, like, 4 or 5 years old. You know, like, that might kill somebody that young, but, like, I don't know. That's kind of unbelievable right there.
I mean, unless she picked that motherfucker up and chunked it 30 feet in the air and let it come down and crack her skull, I mean, it's kind of hard to believe it killed her.
It's old school lawn darts right there.
Oh, that's fucked up. All right. So, anyways, the father then picked her up and held her tightly before he too passed away in the freezing cold. God died, and you're just gonna sit there and freeze to death? Like, you just like, fuck it, let's stop. I'm not gonna worry about the wood. I'm just gonna die.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could see that, you know. I guess one of my kids died. I mean, I'd probably die too, but I mean, but come on now, like, being cold is like one of those things that your instincts take over. You're gonna try to find a way to stay warm. And if you got wood right there that you can make a fire, you would have started that fire. Just like instinct. You wouldn't have fucking wanted to, but you would have done it. But anyways, you know, so let's see what happens. To this day, it is said that you can see the spirit of the father holding a dead little girl close when you drive into the woods on a snowy winter day. That's kind of creepy. You know, I've always been, like, fascinated with, like, you know, stories about driving down the road and seeing ghosts. Because me personally, I've seen some weird shit driving down the road, but I don't know if it was ghosts or anything, you know, just.
Yeah. I don't know, you like.
I did see, however, like on Highway 5, just like that, I don't know, it's like some stretch of road. There's no street lights, there's no fucking houses. It's just straight goddamn wood, like going all the way down. And I finally come up to like this. You know, and it had like a long ass driveway. At the end of the driveway, there was like three people standing outside, but it was like fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, you know? Like it wasn't. Didn't really make any sense. And they looked like they were wearing like tuxedos and shit. Maybe they had a wedding or something, you know, and they were just fucking around, but I don't know. It was just kind of weird. They was all like standing beside each other. They weren't moving or talking. They were just sitting there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was kind of, that's probably about the only weirdest thing I've seen driving down the road. Lady in White at West Anchorage High School. So, on the South Bluff, overlooking Westchester Lagoon, it is said that there is a lady in white who haunts the halls of the old auditorium at West Anchorage High School. Over the years, she has been spotted multiple times in the dark audience seats and behind the scenes after the curtains are pulled closed. Huh. So, sounds like a bunch of bullshit. Now, for like, real,
explain how she died or anything?
Nah. You know, just says she's
somebody's got a dress on a string or something and fucking people.
You got some fishing string just reeling it in.
Yeah.
Fucking waving it around. Oh man, it'd be crazy. But you know, I've been thinking about it. I actually do know one person that used to live in Alaska. He's a friend of the family, but he lived there when he was younger because his father was in the military and they had a base out there. So they lived on the base out there in Alaska. But,
okay.
I mean, you know, they said it wasn't like, you know, like you would think or nothing. I guess the park he was in wasn't. Although I did see this video, I don't know where the fuck they were. It looked like some kind of base, man. And it was like, it had something to do with the United States military.
And, yeah.
It looked kind of weird, kind of like they was like in a daycare or something, but it was like, again, it was a base. They were there, you know, they slept there, they lived there, they ate there, they shit there, you know, whatever. But they had like these blinds covering the windows, and they never really said why, but they had these blinds covering the windows, and because at that part of the world they was in, I don't know if it was Alaska or Antarctica or where, but it would be dark for like fucking like 30 or 60 days.
Yeah.
Like continuously.
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's something like it's dark for a month and daylight for a month or something like that.
Yeah. Something I don't remember like that, but they basically had the, and I was reading, somebody said they basically had the blinds up so people wouldn't go fucking crazy. Cause you look outside and it's just pitch black, like literally just pitch black.
Like all the time.
Like I think that would fuck with somebody for real. I mean, it fucked me. I know for a fact it would.
I wonder what like manual labor working conditions would be like up there, like having to work nonstop darkness.
It probably wouldn't be that bad. I mean, I don't know. I never thought about it like that. I mean, when it's like that, I mean, can you still see like the stars and the moon and shit like that, or is it just? Because that video I was watching, like, it's like pitch fucking black. Like, you can't see a damn thing out there. That could be because it was a base and they didn't have nothing around it. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if it's like, if there's no light pollution, yeah, you can see the stars and everything. You probably see it, like, really, really clearly.
Yeah. And you know, they got, like, the northern lights flow through there sometimes. So, that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I think that'd be badass to see in person, but, you know, for now, I'll just look on YouTube because I don't really have no desire to go to Alaska. Other than, like, to go fucking fish or hunt, you know, that's it. Like, that's the only reason I'd go there. I wouldn't go there just to fucking go there. But,
go yeah, so get now some we got, air boots.
Hell yeah, dude. I fucking, you know, they got like some shit. I don't know. I might even kill the fucking person up there. They're just walking by themselves. And I did it. I mean, shit. Mate, add them to the ghost list, baby. They're dead.
Yeah. I mean, look, this might sound like psychotic, but it like what would happen if you killed somebody with a like an icicle? Like how would they track the like it, I mean it'd melt, so like how would they track you?
I guess they wouldn't. I mean, other than, you know, lack of alibi, or I mean, but all right, let's just say you was walking in the mountains, right? And for some goddamn reason you're carrying around an icicle and you come across somebody else that's hiking in the mountains and you go over and just stab them in the heart for no damn reason. Chances are you're gonna get away with it. I mean, it's not, you know, you wouldn't, if you didn't have a motive to kill somebody, you're almost always going to get away because they don't have nothing to tie you to that person. Especially if it's a complete stranger. So that's why it's kind of hard to, like, capture serial killers, because you, like, you just don't know why they're killing people and there's really no motive. So, I don't know. I would never kill anybody unless I absolutely had to. Like, you know, it was like trying to harm my family or, you know, fucking...
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, if it like that, needed, like, yeah, I understand.
But like, I don't have a, I don't like, I know some people out there, they just fucking itching to kill somebody. I'm like, that's kind of weird, bro. So we don't hang out that much. So, like, they're just like, I wish a motherfucker would do something, I'd shoot him. Like, man, it's not even that serious, man. But you do you. Donald Trump. Trump 2020.
All right, what's the next one, man?
We're at Bunker Building Ghost. So, named after World War II soldier General Simon Buckner, this creepy building in, I want to say it's Whittier, is just part of what makes this town eerie. Add in the 2.5-mile-long one-way-in, one-way-out tunnel to get to the tiny town, since the building has become abandoned. People are reported hearing noises, random whistling, and seeing ominous ghost-like figures in and around the structure. I don't know. It's kind of like itself. Like, if there's only one way you can get into something, I don't like going places like that. It just seems a little fucked up, like something like, say that bridge collapsed and, like, you know, you got your car.
Say
you just paid your car off and you just went over that bridge collapse and, like, well, goddamn it, I guess I got to leave my brand new car over here.
Yeah, man, I guess that would suck.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, at least you didn't die, you know, fuck it, but well, maybe you did die and you're a ghost, but. No, it's I don't know. I'm trying to think, because I know that, like I said, that guy I know, he said he lives on a base. I don't know where bases are in Alaska. I mean, I don't know if this is close to it or what. I just remember he said, like, the base he lived on, like, there was, like, you know, like, we were talking about that one time, like, there's, like, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, shit like that all on the base, you know?
Yeah, and, like... You talking about that guy that, like, drove into a military base and there was, like, just one guy, like, posing as an employee? that'd be like M. Night Shyamalan movie or something.
I mean, that shit would be freaky. And then especially if, like, it's like a long, desolate tunnel that you got to go down by your fucking self, you know, and you just get in there, you're like, goddamn, I need a cheeseburger. You go to the Burger King and motherfucker's making, he took your money, and then he might walk outside, he starts sweeping the parking lot, then you go across the street to the gas station, motherfucker's pumping your gas, it's like, what the fuck? And you look, and it's like, somebody's got a billboard up to run for, like, the district attorney, and it's got his face on.
It's the same, like, guy. Yeah, that'd be more like a Twilight Zone or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's, like, episodes like that. I mean, because I would have to check into that, but that definitely would be freaky. It seems like the kind of place something like that would happen. Like anything that has like a long road that's like fucking desolate, dark, and goes to a city, and there's only usually one way to get there. If there's like a tunnel, chances are you're gonna have a fucking weird time over there. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
But so it looks like we're gonna go to it says Fanny at the Van Gilder Hotel. Let me describe this hotel to you guys. Go to any Walmart, Home Depot, FedEx, UPS. Tell them you want a box. That's exactly what this hotel looks like. Looks like a fucking box. Like just a rectangle. Just a fucking, you know. So it says, Seward locals would tell a story of a lady named Fanny who died in a hotel in the 1950s. Room 209 is where you need to stay to get your closet. Oh, shit. I thought it said closet. Sorry, fellas. Is it closet? Get your closet encounters now, you fucking gay homophobic. No, man. But it says to get your closest encounter with spirits from the past. I mean, like I said, guys, I know these aren't like very detailed, but I tried my best. Okay, it is kind of hard to find Alaskan ghost stories, just because Alaska's so it's not even that populated. I mean, it's kind of hard to come up with shit from there, I guess.
Not really. There's like, I know a lot of people, you know, they go up there for like trapping and shit like that for animal pelts, but they only live there for like 6 months or so, and then they go back to the house and live off the money that they made off the pelts.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool. I know they got like some shows and shit, be showing motherfuckers living in Alaska, and they be doing shit like that. But, you know, I'm not about to plug them or nothing. I mean, shit. So anyways, we got author at the Kenya Cemetery. So, more than just a fishing town on Alaska's playground, those who visit the Kenya Cemetery in the small town of Kenya have reported seeing an old man named Arthur, who appears to be walking around tending to the graves in the middle of the night. The old unmarked graves at the back of the cemetery are said to be from those who came to the last frontier during the Gold Rush era. Many have reported seeing spirits in this isolated area alone. So his name is Arthur. He lives in Alaska. He's fucking around some graves. And, yeah. I mean, that's probably the most detailed one we read so far, to be honest. And it wasn't even that stellar, dude. You know, it's just one of them things. You know, so like I said, I mean, just with all this shit, man, I mean, it's probably going to be a pretty damn short episode, but I did want to get something out to you guys.
Yeah, at least something. You know, we had difficulties
The loyal people. Fans, you know.
Yeah. And our dedicated co-worker, you know, decided not to show up for a few days. So.
Oh, dude. All right, so anybody listening, let me tell you what this motherfucker said. We was going to record yesterday. And he was like, nah, it was like fucking 7 o'clock. He's like, I'm about to take a shower and go to bed. I got to get up at 6:30 in the morning and have an interview. There's not a goddamn company in the world that has interviews at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not one, dude. You got to understand, the hiring manager gets there probably at like 9 o'clock most time. They usually don't get there right when shit opens.
Yeah.
And then when they do, they still got a couple hours before they even bring anybody in. So I don't know what his problem is, but he's lying to you good people out there, and I don't appreciate that. He's lying to me, he's lying to you, and he's lying to the Lord. And I don't.
Well, I mean, even if you did have an interview that early, man, I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, and I usually don't get off until like 11 or 12. So,
that's what I'm saying is, and on top of that, I'm not trying to put his business out there, but it's just an interview. You could have stayed up all night, went to a 30-minute interview, went home, went to bed. What was the problem? Why do you have to get 20 hours of sleep for that? I mean, goddamn. Shit, motherfucker about had 10 hours of sleep just for an interview. Man, you got to be fucking head if you think you got to have that much time to have an interview. Like, what the fuck was he going to do? Like, hey, you know, give me this interview. I'll go to the parking lot and pick up some trash, show you how good of a worker I am. What the fuck? Oh no, man. He just, it's. But anyways, we wanted to get something out to you guys because, you know, the people that do listen, we really appreciate that. And you guys are making this, you know, this stuff grow pretty quickly. And,
yeah.
You know, I just didn't want to leave you guys hanging or just do one episode this week. So we're definitely going to be, actually, once we upload this one, we got one tomorrow and then we'll have another one on Sunday. So that'd be like three uploads in 1 week.
Yeah, have you also thought about, like, what we talked about pre-recording a day before?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do that, you know, but I was just saying, it's like, just as far as, like, you know, today, I just want to let everybody know it is going to be probably a short episode. I just wanted to get something done. I just feel like shit that I haven't been uploading, that we haven't been uploading consistently, and, you know, that's really making me, like, OCD about everything. Like, I almost quit today. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm never doing this again. But then I thought about it. And I was like, nah, I guess I'll do it. So I, you know, cracked my bottle open, got drunk as fuck. Here I am, guys. So.
Yeah.
And that brings us to our next story. The intoxicated sports pub lady. Kelly Sports Pub in Sitka, which is said to no longer be in business, is home to an area where a woman died a horrible death outside on the street. She was reported to have been drunk and was hit by a drunk driver. She got up out of nowhere and started running down the road after being hit before eventually dying. To this day, people continue to report seeing a crazed woman spirit running down the road at various hours of the night. It's not funny that she got hit by a drunk driver. It's just like, I imagine like a ghost like limping and shit running down the road.
It ain't like, funny, man. That's not funny. It's not funny.
No, it's really not. But it's like, I mean, it's still crazy as fuck to think about. you know, I didn't even know that was the next story. Like, I was just telling people how, like, I'm almost drunk right now. And then the next story was talking about somebody being intoxicated. Actually, it involved two drunk people. The lady was drunk. The person that hit her was drunk. And then the guy reading the story is drunk. That's crazy.
That is.
That's kind of spooky. That's a ghost story in and of itself right there. But, so the next one, we got the high school boy who fell from the bleachers. Oh, God. I got a story about somebody falling from the bleachers. I can't say no names, but it used to be one of your homeboys fighting one of my homeboys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was funny as hell.
And my homeboy broke his arm when they fell down the bleachers.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I mean, you know, my buddy did get him in the lunchroom at the time. He did pull back, you know.
You talking about BM? Or are you talking about JW?
I mean, his whole fucking name.
No. That's not his name. That's initial JW.
Yeah, it is true. But yeah, I don't know your guy's last name. It starts with a C.
Yeah. You talking about?
They fought, rolled down the bleachers, and then they fought again in the lunchroom, and then my friend body slammed that guy on the floor and beat the shit out of him.
Huh. I don't remember all those, but anyways, man, high school was fun. I'd go back in a fucking heartbeat, dude. Beat the shit out of all them little kids. Not especially if I could go back at fucking 23, man, I'd win every goddamn fight there. Ain't no doubt about it. But anyways, go back to the grown ass man.
Who wants to be like maybe step brothers when they show up in the helicopter, beat the shit out of kids.
But anyways, we got the high school boy who fell from the bleachers. I think it's just funny to think about, you know, those two fighting and think like One of them died. It was like, all right, what happened? But he fell out of goddamn bleachers. Oh man! But at the Kettachin High School, it is said that a young student fell from the catwalk above the stage in the 1940s. He cried as he fell to his. That's not funny. For those brave enough, it is said that if you go to the center of the stage and look up, that you can see a shadowy figure that resembles the young boy. Others have reported hearing his screams randomly on any given day. So this motherfucker's dead, and he just continues to die in the afterlife. He just jump off and die a couple times. Like, man, that ain't cool.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in a school that had catwalks, like, in the gym, you know?
Well, no, I mean, you know, we're from Alabama. I mean, most of the money goes on, like, baseball fields, football fields, and basketball games. That's it.
Yeah. Down here, down in the South, if you wanted the future, you had to play football or baseball, one or the other.
Yeah, you got to do sports. You can't just get by on good grades anymore.
No.
Well, let's see. And like I said, you know, moving right along, it's going to be a kid who drowned playing basketball. And that's weird that we're just talking about sports. And see, that's what I'm saying. This whole thing is paranormal, dude. The lady was drunk. She got hit by a drunk driver. I'm about drunk reading it. And then we talk about somebody falling on the bleachers. We had people at our school that got a fight, fell on the bleachers, and we both knew each of them personally. And then we just talking about sports, and it said kid who drowned playing basketball. Like, come on, man. You can't tell me there ain't something spooky going on right now.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's, you know, it's the stars align, and shit just happens like this, man.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's the same thing with Brendan, though. Maybe it's a blessing that he didn't join, so we can just kick him off the podcast. And he didn't ask about it, didn't want to ask. I mean, he acted like he don't give a shit, so fuck
yeah, it. Yeah, I mean, he knows we're doing it on Tuesday, but any other time, you know how it always takes him a while to join, or it takes us forever to get in touch with him? He knows we do the podcast anywhere between 7 o'clock and, like, 9. Somewhere around there. Sometimes 10 if we're pushing it, you know. But he knows that somewhere in that area, and it's always on Wednesdays and Sundays. But, yeah, he called off where he just doesn't answer.
Yep, so we just had to move right along. And like I said, had he been here, we might could have made this show a little bit longer than normal, you know, than what it's going to be today, because it is going to be a short episode. Yeah. I just want to get something out to you people so you don't think we just eventually decide to stop. But let's go on to the story, and let's stop talking about Brennan before I fucking get mad and fucking bust a nut all over something. But so we got the the Northwest Arctic Heritage Center is home one tragic chapter. There was a young boy that was playing basketball by the center when the ball rolled underneath the building and was swept away by water from the nearby snowfall runoff. The boy went to chase the ball under the building, then he got trapped by the water and later drowned. Today it's said that if you come bring a basketball into the center and call out, "Come get your ball," that you can hear...
Hey, motherfucker! I don't told you, Will!
So that you can hear
basketball bouncing in the background.
So you can't turn around and see it. You can only hear it. You just hear I got, you know, I got a weird story to go with that. I have no idea what it was or what was going on. But, you know where I live over on Circlewood, right? Or where I used to live.
Yeah.
When we first moved there, me and Jacob had these bunk beds. And we stayed in the room closest to the road. And, dude, I don't know what the fuck it was, but our bed was right against the window. I was on top bunk, and every fucking night I would wake up, and I would hear somebody bouncing a basketball outside. And I'm talking about it'd be pitch black, no cars driving by, no nothing. Like, everybody's dead of fucking sleep. And, like, I would just hear the fucking basketball bouncing, like, every fucking night. And it would just keep going. It would never stop. And, like, I would go outside and I wouldn't hear it anymore. Like, I'd go outside to see if I could hear where it was coming from. I couldn't hear it. And then I'd go back in the house, but I'd hear it when I get back in the house. I don't know what the fuck that was. And it was distant. Like, it wasn't anywhere inside the room because, like, I literally, like, it would be pitch black in there. And I would literally sit there and try to listen for it in the room. It wasn't in the room. It was outside, like, right outside the window. And so that's kind of freaky right there.
Your brother was watching some kind of like fetish porn or something where chicks like bouncing basketball with their ass or something.
Well, no, like I seriously thought like, I seriously thought like, hey, maybe, you know, maybe some older people, you know, they work nights and when they get home, they just go outside and play basketball for fucking hours, you know? But no, the bouncing was repetitive. It would never stop. It would always be in the same rhythm. And I don't know how to explain it. It's just what I heard. And just on the same note, when it was, you know, on the same bed, in the same room, by the same window, one night I had a dream that somebody was getting killed or something, dude. And I heard somebody scream in my dream. And, like, it woke me up. You know, it was a freaky dream. So I tried to wake up, and I woke up. When I woke up, I still heard the screaming outside as well. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was just weird, dude. There's something weird about that right there, man. I don't know what it was, but...
Oh, no.
There's some weird shit going on in that bedroom.
Oh, I mean...
Some porn still, though. Screaming. Something that sounds like basketball is hitting the ground. You know, it might be somebody clapping some cheeks.
Some chick with like a fake ass or something. Sounds like a basketball.
I don't know what it was. I mean, I'll say this. There was a hot water heater in our room. But that hot water heater never made that noise. I thought about that when I was a kid. And I went over there and listened to it. And it wasn't making any noise. But I would still hear the bouncing. You know?
Is that one you had to build like an add-on to your trailer?
Why is that?
Was you scared? It was like, when you sleeping in there more?
No, they did that because, you know, it was me, my mom, my brother, and my other brother living in a 2-bedroom, 2-bath trailer. And then when she got remarried, it was my mom, my stepdad, my stepbrother, my stepbrother, my stepbrother, me, my other brother, and my other brother. So it was like 6 motherfucking kids and 2 adults. So they just had to make room in a 2-bedroom trailer. So
yeah,
so it just got, you know, it got like that. But anyways, we're getting off subject. Well, not really. I mean, it was kind of ghost related. I'll tell you what, one time my stepdad, my brother had that back room, like my oldest brother. He had that one by himself. And then like as they got older, he just had the room by himself because we all fit in the other room. But one time my stepdad got drunk and he was like, he walked through the house butt ass naked. went over to my older brother's bed, like lifted his bed up, pissed up under the bed, and then laid on top of his bed, like his balls were on his pillow and shit.
That's a real scary ghost story right there.
Yeah, he did that shit a lot, man. I don't think I've ever like sleptwalked when I was drunk, dude. Like, man.
No, I have done it before. I wasn't asleep. Like, I knew I was awake, but I was drunk one time when we was living over in that Bethel trailer park in Lawley. But it was me and my cousin. We were sleeping in the back room. We all like got drunk as shit the night, and I got up and there was like a small bathroom in that room. It was just like a toilet and a sink. And I walked over and grabbed what I thought was the door to the bathroom. And I opened it and just closed it right back for some reason. And I started pissing. My cousin's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he came over and shook me. And I woke up and I'm standing right in the door of the bedroom just pissing on the floor.
You know something though, like when I was younger, like I mean, obviously I wasn't drinking back then, but when I was like 11 or 12, I used to wake up and I'd go out of my bedroom, I'd walk to the kitchen, I'd start pissing in trash can in the kitchen. And, like, I wouldn't remember none of this shit. I'd just wake up and be like, "There's like, why the hell you keep pissing in the trash can. I'm like, dude, I'm sure I don't remember that shit. But
why were you pissing in the trash can?
I don't know. Hell, I didn't know I was pissing in the trash can. I never knew I even got up, you know. They would tell me.
Like sleepwalking?
Yeah, I was sleepwalking. And one time I had like a weird thing with sleepwalking. I had a dream. I was like stuck in this box, man. And the power head went out. So it was like pitch black in the house. There was a storm out. There was no street lights on, no moon, no stars, no nothing. And, you know, since the power and everything was out, I was like, what the fuck? And, I was sleepwalking. I was trying to get out of this box. And I was like, for real, like, I couldn't see shit when I woke up. So I thought I was for real, like, stuck in a box or something. Like, it freaked me the fuck out, for real, till like, my eyes finally adjusted and I could see a little bit.
Hmm.
But, yeah, anyways,
like, even to this day, I'll be out on my back porch smoking or something late, be real late at night, and, like, looking at the tree line. I mean, your eyes, like, are going to play tricks on you, and you'll think you'll, like, see somebody just, like, standing behind a tree looking, but it's not. It's probably just another tree or something. It's crazy how your mind works. Which is, like, yeah. I'm wondering, you know, a lot of these stories that we read, most of them are most likely just made up, and people just, I don't know, do it for attention or whatever. But a lot of them that are, like, popular that multiple people have seen, I wonder if it's just their mind playing tricks on them or something.
Well, I'll say this, man. I've had my mind play tricks on me, like, and I know it did. Like, I guess just like this. If you go in somewhere predetermined that you're going to see something, more than likely you're going to see something. Just because your mind's already halfway expecting it to recognize whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, like, the truest paranormal stories, I believe, are when people's not ghost hunting. Like, the only time I've ever seen ghosts, it was just on, like, a regular day, like, middle of the day. Or, you know, just something that wasn't expected. It wasn't like I was looking for anything. It would just happen.
Yeah.
But when you go in there and you look for something, you're going to see some shit. Now, whether it's your mind or not, I mean, that's kind of hard to distinguish.
I mean, well, like, if you expect to see something, like, your mind is already, like, I don't know, yeah, thinking about, like, worst case.
Overdrive, trying to do, like, facial recognition and overdrive, trying to do, faith, like, body recognition, you know, like, you get what I mean, like, shape recognition in general, especially in dark.
Yeah. That's why, like, I'm thinking a lot of times people don't have ghost stories about seeing ghosts during the day.
I mean, just about every ghost I've seen has been during the day, but except, like, one. But I know that was some real shit, though, because I seen that motherfucker, and I wasn't trying to look for ghosts. It was just
out.
But, that's what I'm saying. Is like, so I think one day we need to, like, we need to go look for some ghosts, but we need to do it during the day, just see what these theories are.
Yeah.
When you find the most haunted thing in Alabama to go to, and try to find some shit, see what happens.
I mean, we just did all the stories. Like, I mean, we got like 50 crybaby bridges to choose from, man. I mean, just pick one. We can go.
Yeah. I'm not doing any crybaby bridges because.
We'll do the faces and windows and multiple courthouses and stuff.
Yeah, not doing those either because, look, gas is expensive right now. Wherever we go, it has to be haunted. It has to be haunted. I got to capture something. We got to see something.
You know?
Something for the camera. And so that way we can get back on the podcast and we can tell everybody, hey, we did see something. Here's a video of it. Put a link in the description. Let everybody else check it out. But,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's as far as, like, a lot of this stuff, I think it does have a lot to do with people's minds playing tricks on them. But when you have multiple accounts, like I say this, like the Stanley Hotel, you know, those stories were that these people checked in on different days, but they reported seeing something very similar.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like, okay, well, either there's the same phenomena happen that they see or it's some ghost shit that they're seeing, you know, so... For example, if you hear somebody yelling, but it's actually just your fucking, I don't know, let's just say your hot water heater, for example. you know, and everybody hears the same thing. Well, yeah, that could just be like a hot water heater or a fucking furnace or something like that. But, you know, if you can't really disprove what it actually is, I guess you got to lean towards the paranormal side.
But, yeah. Well, I mean, look, I'll put it like the whole thing about the mind playing tricks on you. If, like, anybody listening, if you go walk in the woods in the middle of the night, pitch black, like out in the national forest or something, you know, nobody else is out there, you're going to hear like some crazy shit. And it's not going to sound natural, but it is, you know, it's like trees yeah. moving or animals. And it's I don't know. That's why I say a lot of these stories, most of them is just bullshit. People just come up with just to get attention. Like the story about the demon and her fat friend dying or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Classic.
That's probably the worst one we've ever done.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, I don't see him trying to disprove any of these stories. But if there's a logical explanation, I'm going to say what that logical explanation is, because not everything is paranormal.
No.
Like, everything can't be fucking haunted. It just don't work like that. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, what do we got? We got, like, a good 45 minutes in. That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take this for an episode. I mean, you know, it's just... Now, I wish we had more to offer, or more to, you know, be more of like a eventful episode. But you guys got to hear us bitch about Brennan, and you got to hear about me hearing somebody getting their cheeks clapped at night when I was a kid, and everything like that.
Your stepdad rubbing his balls on your brother's pillow.
Spooky.
Shit.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think we're gonna have to call it right here, man. I mean, we just don't have enough content to really. Continue. So
is that going to be like the only Alaska episode we're doing, since there's not like a whole lot of stories?
I just can't find much, man. Like, I can't find any good shit. You know, it's like I sat there and looked for like 3 days trying to find this shit.
I mean,
I asked Brennan to find something, but apparently his 20-minute interview took up all his goddamn day today and yesterday.
Yeah.
So again, Brennan, if you're listening, you can go fuck yourself, motherfucker. But. But yeah, either way, I think we're just gonna have to call it here, man. I mean, I apologize. I'm sorry, but that's really all we got, guys.
At least we tried with Alaska, but maybe the next one will be better.
Counties. Next one's gonna be better. It's gonna be Arizona, and
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of stories about deserts and blah 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 out there. So
we'll
have to see what happens.
What stage is Tombstone in?
Probably Arizona, I think. Or New Mexico one.
Maybe Arizona. I don't know. It'd be cool if we do two Tombstone.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, we can get there, but anyways, guys, I guess we're going to call it here. If you got any ghost stories or ghost videos or fucking picture of your titties or anything like that, whatever you want to send, you know, just send it. It's, GhostBrosPodcast@gmail.com. GhostPod. Wait, fuck. I fucked it up myself. GhostBrosPodcast@gmail.com. Like I said, once we get enough, like, stories, you know, we're going to try to do, like, viewer stories and shit like that. And obviously, as we continue to grow, those will be more frequent than rare, you know. So, we'll see what happens with those later on. So, but yeah, just go ahead and send those in. Let us know what you think, what's going on. And, you know, just whatever. My birthday is coming up on August 5th. If you guys want to send me something, you can send it to 442. I'm just playing. I ain't going to tell you my fucking address. I'm Brennan, dude. Somebody's trying to kill me, bro. I can't tell them who I am. If they know my last name, they know exactly what the fuck's going on.
Yep.
Poser, dude. Fuck him. But anyways, How about this? I'll tell everybody just here that's still listening. If Brennan does not show up to the next episode, which is tomorrow, I will reveal his identity. If you don't already fucking know who he is anyways.
I'm pretty sure, like, everybody listening to this podcast knows who Brennan is. Except for the guy that's in Sweden.
And Germany.
Oh, yeah, we got one in Germany now.
Well, I mean, I guess they're in different states. They may not know Brennan, but, yeah, it wouldn't take much to look up Brennan and find, like, related people that, you know, he's got friends named Justin and Dalton, you know?
Yeah.
Mutual friends, so. But anyways, how about this? I'll do a name reveal. I'll do a name drop tomorrow if you don't fucking show up.
Well, all right, we'll be doing another one tomorrow, so.
Yeah, and we'll have it uploaded. We'll try to get him done early, but all right, well, I guess we're going to end it, so I'll see you guys later. I appreciate you listening. Tell your friends and family about us. Tell them about all the places they can listen to us at, and hope you have a good evening.
All right, see y'all later.
All right.